Hey, New Life. Have you ever been scared in the midst of a storm? I have. I mean, obviously, growing up in the Midwest where we experience tornadoes all the time, I found myself actually at 18 months old in a house that was destroyed by a tornado. In fact, my earliest memories of myself go back to that event. And for years, I remember as a child, anytime there was a storm, I was terrified. And my parents would have to come into my room and console me and calm me because of the trauma of that tornado that ripped through the house that I was in. Storms are real things. Obviously, anybody that's been through a serious storm, whether it's a tornado or a hurricane, can attest to the awesome power of nature. And so are the storms in our lives. They're also very real and legitimate. A failed marriage. A diagnosis that the doctors just don't know what to do with. Children can create great storms in our lives. Jesus was also with his disciples on the Lake of Galilee in the midst of a storm. He actually found the ability to sleep in the midst of the storm. And when they woke him, terrified, he didn't ignore the wind and the waves and the imminent threat. But what he challenged them with is that they had forgotten that God was with them, even in the midst of the storm. And he chided them. Where is your faith, O you of little faith? Because Jesus belonged to a stream of thought that actually believed that God could be trusted to be intimately a part of every day, every action, every part of our life. The God who you are called to serve, the God who I am called to serve, is intimately involved in our lives. Storms are real. They present real threats to our lives. But never lose sight of the God who presides over the storm. The end of my story, I went to a preschool. And guess what? They told the story of Jesus in the storm on the boat in the Lake of Galilee. I was so taken by that story, and they were using the old flannel graphs. Some of you may even remember those. The teacher was so captivated by me being taken up with this story of Jesus calming the storm. She gave me the flannel graphs. Somewhere my parents still actually have them. But after that day, I never again was afraid of the storm because I encountered the God who calms the storm.